Miranda Barfus joins us. She's with Tri-City Family Services. It's trivia night on Saturday at the Batavia Moose Lodge. 6 to 7 is the cocktail hour, kind of get to know you, you know, warm up, get your drinks, that type of thing. At 7 o'clock, the questions begin. It's only $20 per person. All the information is posted on our Facebook page, 95.9 The River, so check that out. Actually, Jan, we've as you probably heard, we were going to break. It's going to be you and me. Uh-huh. So do we just yell out the answer?
Well, I can ask you individually, maybe.
Okay.
And do we have to give the answer in the form of a Jeopardy question,
or
do
we
just give
you
the answer?
Way too complicated,
no.
Jim.
No, just say the answer.
Her name is Miranda, not Alex. Okay. Why don't you be Sean Connery?
Just making
Connery?
Sure, because a lot of times, all of a sudden, then old McKay comes in. Well, you didn't phrase it as such and
so
such.
So how about I'm the judge? Well, Miranda will first have to tell me if the answer is right or wrong.
Right.
And then I'll be the judge on if it's accepted or denied.
Okay.
And I will take bribes from both of you.
And Jan, why don't you answer as Sean Connery and I'll answer as Paul Lynn?
Oh, good idea.
No. Let's meet our contestants first. Here's a loser from Chicago. He loves soccer, and nobody loves him for that reason. It's Jan Schimmick, traffic reporter. For the...
Woo! Ow!
And then this loser hosts a radio show with two losers.
Hey, keep in mind, I'm the judge.
I meant me and Jan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're two losers.
So,
I'm sorry.
Then I just get bumped off the show completely?
No, we are the two losers. You didn't let me finish. You cut me off. I was going to say, and one winner, our judge for today, Danielle Tufano.
Yeah, the lady with no sleep over here. Yeah. All right.
Did I turn red and am I sweating?
I got zero sleep last night. This should be fun.
Yeah, that's always punchy. And here's your host of the program, Miranda Barfus from Tri-City Family Services.
Neither a winner nor a loser.
Yeah. Right.
She's middle range.
Middle.
She's the giver.
Yes.
Question one. Who does it go to?
How about Jan Schimmick?
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What is the national sport of Canada?
Oh, it's hockey. Oh, I know what it is. I'm
bad.
Thinking myself
now. Do you know Scott McKay?
Do I know? No, not really, but I'll take a guess.
Sure.
Is it that icing thing that you do in the Olympics?
No, you got it. No,
curling?
You can't just
curling,
say.
Yeah.
It is not.
What
is
it?
Not. It is lacrosse.
What?
Really?
That's surprising.
Wow.
All right, so you're both failures, round
both
one.
Two losers.
Two losers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this question's for me.
My answer was at least a little bit closer than that ice thing.
I'm pretty sure they're both about evenly
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, I just didn't know the name of it. Well, I would think hockey, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would have been my guess, actually.
All right, Scott. How many more stories does the Willis Tower have than the Hancock Building?
How many
more multiple
stories?
Choice.
Yeah.
10, 15, 25, or 30?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes.
The origin of the word. No, so 10, 15, 20, or what?
10, 15, 25, or 30?
I would say 10.
That is correct!
Yay!
Oh. All right.
Of course.
Still in the loser range, though, so let's get going.
Yeah, the octogenarian gets multiple choice over here. That's great.
Jan, just stop.
I'll give him multiple choice.
Yeah, see, there you go.
All right, Jan. How many Bears seasons began with Hall of Famer George Halas as head coach? 25, 30, 40, or 45?
45.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
son of a beastie.
What were the numbers again?
25, 30, 40, and 45.
And what was the question? Because it wasn't my question.
Oh, jeez, mighty.
How many Bears seasons began with Hall of Famer George Halas as head coach?
25.
40.
No.
40.
40.
I don't know. I'm
Jan,
not from here.
You can't say it so matter of fact.
Yeah, it's like 40.
I knew it was either 40 or 45. I knew it was up there.
Now you understand why we call you an overachiever. It's always five more than we really want.
Do we have one more question for Scott?
Sure. What alcoholic beverage?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. He's got this one.
We'll ask you, Jan. Is it a wine cooler? Oh, that's disgusting.
What alcoholic beverage, introduced in 1993, benefited from an urban legend stating that it could not be detected by a breathalyzer?
Oh, I bet I know the answer.
One more time. I'm sorry. I was pushing this button over here and totally got distracted.
What alcoholic beverage, introduced in 1993, benefited from an urban legend stating that it could not be detected by a breathalyzer?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Am
Sex
I saying
on the
it
beach.
Right? Oh, I got it right.
You did get it right?
Do you not say
it? Sounds like she's saying something I shouldn't be able to say on the radio. Sounded like you're saying Samba.
Do you have a guess?
Zima?
Zima! Very good.
Samba, Zima.
That's what you're asking.
Come on.
You can read lips.
Zima.
Yeah, you don't remember Zima there, loser?
I do remember Zima, and everyone thinks that I like Zima. Zima's such an inferior product to wine coolers.
Whoa, what if they decide to sponsor our show, Jan? You
then
just
I will
lost
enjoy them all the way, as long as there's no peach Zimas.
Right. And who was the inferior person in the game show?
So I think that means Scott McKay, even without my Zima help,
yeah,
he still won.
She told me Zima. Yeah. I just couldn't read
her
He
thought
lips.
I was saying, what did you say?
Samba.
Yeah. Samba.
Samba.
And Samba sounded like something from an old Disney movie that we can't watch anymore because of Samba.
Okay, so if people want to do trivia like this, let's recap one more time.
It'll be a lot faster, though.
Yeah. It's this Saturday at the Batavia Moose Lodge. All proceeds benefit Tri-City Family Services, but go online to our website and register, tricityfamilieservices.org, because if we get near capacity, we'll have to shut it down.
Oh, boy.
And
what
again,
is capacity?
175.
Oh, boy.
So Scott has a team together.
Yes, we have a team.
I'm hosting it, and I will take bribes for a $1,000 donation to Tri-City Family Services. I'll give you an answer.
Oh, that's awesome. And by the way, the only reason people ever want to see me is because I'm with my wife, Susie. She'll be with us.
Cool.
I know, but it's true.
She's the brains of the operation,
well,
so I hope so.
No question about that.
We'll see you on Saturday. For people who want information, it's on our Facebook page.
And your hostess with the mostest today, Miranda, filling in for Danielle, who didn't have the questions.